The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
So as you know, Donald Trump has nominated someone to become the Secretary of Education. What should the new secretary do, assuming that she is confirmed? What about cracking down on the abuses of Title IX? Here to break it down with us on Talk Radio 1210 WPHE, the Home Point Financial Hotline, Andrew Miltenberg, a New York attorney who specializes in Title IX and campus assault due process. Andrew, welcome back to Philadelphia.
Thank you for having me on today.
So you've had a first-of-its-kind lawsuit against the United States Department of Education. Tell us about that.
Well, the Obama administration essentially, back in 2011, gave an edict, handed an edict to universities across the country to very aggressively prosecute sexual assault complaints on campus in a manner that essentially makes the accused guilty until proven innocent. And it's had an incredibly devastating effect on young men across the country. There is an increase almost tenfold in the amount of expulsions and significant suspensions across the country at college campuses.
Because basically, if you're accused of something regarding sexual rape or harassment of some kind, you're accused and you're guilty. You've got to fight to prove your innocence versus in the actual criminal justice system, you are considered innocent and the state has to prove your guilt. You're saying on college campuses, it's the opposite.
Absolutely. It's turned the law as we know it, the constitutional protections that we all have come to rely on in our daily lives, it's turned them completely on its head.
Mm-hmm. And I know that there are people listening who think, yeah, but these are bad guys. You know, I don't want my daughter being put in that situation. They deserve to get thrown off campus. They deserve to have the book thrown at them.
Well, look, I have a daughter in college as well. And certainly as a parent, we all know how protective we are of all of our children. And we're not apologizing for the suggestion that there may be bad actors, young men who are acting out or who are taking advantage of young women on campus. What we are saying is that there should be a full and fair opportunity for them to present their side of the story and be heard. And that's not what's occurring at all, whether it's in Philadelphia at some of the great schools in your great city or across the country. Young men are not given an opportunity to question witnesses, to cross-examine their accuser, to have an advisor or advocate speak on their behalf. And oftentimes, they're not even aware of the charges against them or the evidence against them until the last possible moment.
This Title IX action that the Obama administration put through, was that done by executive order?
Essentially, it is an executive fiat. It was done by something called a Dear Colleague letter, which is a generic name given to when an administrative agency in the government tells Congress and tells various institutions how they are interpreting a law. Now, it doesn't bind anybody. It's not law, but it's meant to be guidance. What happened is the Obama administration took that guidance and said to colleges and universities across the country, you just saw the Department of Education's guidance. If you don't follow it to the letter, we're going to be withdrawing federal funding, you're going to become the subject of a federal investigation, and there may be significant sanctions and penalties against you. And so, understandably, sadly, but understandably, under that threat and intimidation, universities fell into line.
Andrew Miltenberg joins me. He is with the firm of Nesanoff and Miltenberg LLP in New York, and he's an expert on campus assault, due process, and civil rights. So the piece that you wrote, which I thought was great, and I want to get you on, you said that that President-elect Trump's choice to run the Department of Education, Betsy DeVos, should deal with this. What would you like her to do, assuming she's confirmed by the Senate?
You know, assuming she's confirmed, I'd like her either to repeal or vacate this Dear Colleague letter or insist that some very significant protections are put into place in the hearing process for male students. And unfortunately, within the Department of Education, there's something called the Office of Civil Rights, which is the division that particularly oversees these matters. And the person who has been appointed by the president-elect to take that over is someone named Mia Carvanides from Harvard, and she takes a very strong stance on schools being aggressive and very victim-right and female-oriented, so much so that she was the reason that Harvard law professors came out against Harvard's disciplinary process. So it may be somewhat problematic that this appointment of Mia Carvanides is someone who I think we can expect is going to try to keep the current process in place.
Andrew Miltenberg, thanks so much for joining me here on Talk Radio 1210. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Rich.
Riccioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.